Happy Monday, everybody. I wanted to record something this week, but I didn't know what yet. And I'm writing a couple of things, but they're not ready. And then I kind of was scrolling through Reddit, as you do, and I came across this questionnaire by Your Poison 888, who I'm a fan of. So I really liked. I really liked this questionnaire. It's the this or that questionnaire. So it's just like a bunch of different, items, and you choose this or that one. And I thought this would be fun and I can ramble a little bit, maybe. let me see. I feel like there was something else I was going to say before I started, but whatever. Okay. Let's see here. So the first question is sweet or salty snacks? That's really hard. It kind of depends on where I am. Like on a road trip. Can I say both? I mean, like, I really like a sweet and salty combo. Like, what is so good is, like, if you get some mixed nuts and throw some M&Ms in there, just like a really, really basic trail mix type thing. I love that. Sorry, my stomach is grumbling. usually salty snacks make me really thirsty, which I don't love, you know, and if there's a lot of seasoning on them, like certain types of chips or, anything with like seasoning, it makes me really thirsty. So it kind of also depends on where I am. Like, am I going to be able to like gulp down, drinks? Like I have a soda here, and I don't drink soda every day, but I do. I should cut back a lot on that. Note to self. Anyway, so yeah, if I eat something salty, it makes me thirsty or it makes me want soda. But sweet snacks kind of on their own don't really. I'm going to say a mix, you know, like if you go to the movies and you get like a little popcorn and a little Twizzlers, that's a good combo. So I can't pick just one. Yeah. Okay. The next question is horror or romance? Romance. Yeah, I only get in the mood for horror in October when I start to see the Halloween decorations going up and stuff, but I'm always in the mood for romance. even like the 90s romantic comedies, I will watch a Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan movie any day. A book. Books are different because see, I automatically assumed we were talking about viewing. So if I'm viewing, if it's a movie or something, I almost always prefer romance. But if it's a book, that's different. You know, I love, creepy books and creepy stories. I'm actually reading The Haunting of Hill House by Shirley Jackson right now, which is lovely. And then there's a short story called Chacmool, Chacmool, by, I believe the author is Carlos Fuentes. Anyway, it's a short story and it's really good. So, viewing, okay. If it's viewing, I choose romance. If it's reading, that's a hard call. I still really like romance. I love me some Jane Austen. I don't love like the beach paperbacks. I mean, those are great. No judging them at all, but I just never really got into those. So, ooh, okay. I'm going to say if it's reading, I choose horror. Yeah. Okay. Prepare or wing it? Wing it. This also depends what it is, but usually I am not prepared. Even if I try to be prepared, I'm unprepared. So, wing it. Yeah, I'm impulsive and I procrastinate. And so, yeah, usually I'm winging it. Emotional or stoic? You know, I have so much admiration for stoic people, but I'm just not that way. That's just not me. Emotional. And let's please not get into like, you know, the sexist tropes about women being emotional or whatever. It's just, it's fine for anybody to be emotional in any situation. But I'm sort of a hard on my sleeve type person. I'm always that way. And so I don't mind showing emotion. I'm not embarrassed about it. I mean, I try to keep it appropriate. But, yeah, emotional. Okay. Good girl or rebel? I was a very good girl growing up. I followed the rules, you know, and I thought I was rebellious, but like my idea of rebellion was breaking dress code at school or something. You know, I never really did anything with actual risk. And I feel like the older I've gotten, the more of a rebel I am, actually, the more rules I'm willing to break and the more, risks I'm willing to take and things like that. And the less I care what people think too. So yeah, I had my good girl days. So I guess these can be my rebel days. Hot or cold weather? Ugh, cold. I can't wait for winter, and I love autumn. If it's too hot, I feel tired and I'm sweaty, and it's always, no, ugh, cold. Yeah. Rain or shine? Rain, rain, rain. Always rain. Yes. Road trip or fly? Well, I mean, I guess I'm not going to be, you know, no one in the States is going to be taking a road trip to Europe anytime soon. But, you know, if it's like, I love road trips. Yeah. So if I'm traveling, you know, if I'm not trying to get somewhere across an ocean, I love road trips. Sometimes they're not feasible because there's time considerations or whatever, and you just have to get somewhere faster than, you know, whatever, 2 days or something. But you know, if you have the time, like here's an example. This summer, I went on a road trip, a really long road trip. And the only reason it was a road trip and not a flight was because of the pandemic. And, it was like a family, there were some family members traveling with me, and, we all kind of decided that it would be risky to fly, and we weren't comfortable doing that at the time, or whatever. So we took a road trip instead, and it took like 2 days each way. But, you know, it was the first long road trip I'd taken in a really long time. And I'd just kind of forgotten how nice that can be. Like for example, we were driving through Tennessee. So I listened to a lot of, a lot of Nashville music. And I listened, I like binged the podcast called Dolly Parton's America, which is excellent, and I recommend it to anybody. So, like, I kind of tailored what I was listening to where I was driving, which was really fun. I love road trips. Yeah, and honestly, flights are only there because of time. Like, because you can't get to Europe in a car, or you can't cross an ocean in a car, and you need to get there in less than 2 days or whatever. So flights are kind of like a necessary evil to me. I don't enjoy them. I don't enjoy airports. I just don't, yeah. Road trip. Okay, safe or risky? I do take risks, but it kind of depends on what's at stake. So sometimes I take risks I shouldn't take. And I'm not going to give examples, but like I don't know. In some ways I'm not willing to take risks. And then in other ways that make no sense, I have a double standard, you know, and I would take a risk. I don't know. You know, like, I don't smoke, and I say it's because I'm looking after my health, but then I do other things that jeopardize my health, or that might jeopardize my health just as much. So, if it's fun, I go with risky, and if it's not fun, I go with safe. Reserved or open book? I'm assuming this is about myself. Both. I'm naturally more of an open book, but over time I've learned to be more reserved about certain things, and I like being reserved about certain things, or I'll save certain things until I get to know somebody better. But mostly open book, honestly. I'm pretty open, I think. Okay, hotel or camping? Oh, see, that's like the sweet and salty one. Both. I love them both. I grew up camping. My family went camping all the time. Like, we would sleep rough and cook over a fire, and there's like nothing in the world better than like wrapping up a potato and an ear of corn in foil and sticking them under the fire. And then 30 minutes later, you've got like the most delicious corn on the cob or baked potato or whatever. I don't mind getting dirty. I don't mind sleeping on the ground. That's all great. I love camping. I love sitting around the fire, and I love the atmosphere. I love all of that. But then at the same time, like, you can't beat a hotel bed with like crisp, fresh sheets, and someone cleans up after you. And there's like something about hotel rooms that like make me feel like super sexual. So hotels can be really fun. I guess if I was, no, I can't pick. I was going to say, you know, if I was there with a partner, I would say hotel, but, you know, fucking rough can be fun too, I guess. Definitely both. X's or O's? Well, if we're talking about hugs and kisses, X's. If we're talking about letters, O's, because they're more visually appealing. No, I'm going to say X's for sure. Call or text? Text. Please don't call me. I have so many voicemails that I haven't listened to, and I'm sure most of them are junk, but texts almost every time. Extra or minimalist? Extra. Like, I'm one of those people who likes to think they're a minimalist and wants to be a minimalist, but I wouldn't be happy as a minimalist. I get emotionally attached to things, and I collect some things, and some objects really bring me happiness. Extra, for sure. I mean, I'm not like a hoarder, but I do have a lot of shit. Just extra, for sure. Rap or rock and roll? Both. Both. I don't know as much about rap, but like I've come to really enjoy it and appreciate it and apply it to my life a little bit more in the last couple of years. You know, like before, you know how you listen to music because it applies to your life, or it makes you feel a certain way, or it reminds you of something. And I didn't grow up listening to rap, so I guess I associated all these feelings with rock and roll. But I like rap. I really wish I could rap. I'm not going to even try. I do in the car. If I'm by myself, I'll rap. But I'll listen to like some Nicki Minaj or something. But I, yeah, both. Okay, yeah. Big or little spoon? Little. I would like to be the little spoon. Yeah. Pessimist or optimist? I'm an optimist most of the time. I think I'm realistic. But if I take a long view of things, I feel like the long view of almost any problem, there's a lot of room for optimism. So that's what I try to be. Just, you know, even if it's just to make myself feel better, optimist. Passive or assertive? Assertive. Yeah, assertive. Yeah, I have nothing to add to that. skeptical or superstitious? These are good questions. Both. I'm more skeptical. I'm skeptical of most things. I'm skeptical of superstitions, and I'm skeptical of people and things I hear and stories and beliefs. And I always approach things skeptically. I'm a skeptic, but at the same time, I think superstitions are fun. I think they can be healthy. I don't think there's anything wrong with them in and of themselves. I think people can take superstitions to an unhealthy place. But little rituals that, you know, make your life better, those are superstitions, right? I like those. I don't mind that. And I also like to believe there's things out there that we can't control. And superstition kind of nods to that. So I think superstitions are fun. I indulge in some, but generally skeptical. Christmas or Halloween? Oh man, Christmas all the way. Halloween is like the gateway to the winter holiday season. And I love Halloween and stuff, but I don't really get into Halloween as much. Like, I don't get dressed up every year. I love seeing other people dress up. I love how other people observe Halloween, but I don't really personally do much for it. But Christmas, I love Christmas. I love Christmas decorating. I mean, I don't go over the top with it, but like, I just love the idea that you set aside this time, this month. I'm not one of those people who decorates before Thanksgiving. I always save it. But like, I love the idea that there's this season where everybody, you know, kind of brings nature into their house and thinks about others more than they do at other times of the year. I love giving gifts. I love giving gifts, whether it's like something homemade or something I buy. I love getting gifts for people and wrapping gifts. I love that ritual. I love the love that's in the air. I love, you know, and I totally recognize that not everybody observes Christmas, but I think, you know, even if you don't observe Christmas, the whole like extravaganza of the season, you can't really escape that, at least not here in the States. And so I really love that extravaganza, and I would never want anyone to feel left out of that. Even if they don't observe Christmas, I like to think of it as a loving time of the year. You know, when you kind of like reflect on things, I don't know, like I take Christmas really seriously, and it means more to me than just like Halloween or Valentine's Day or any of those other holidays. Like it's a, it means like love and family and companionship and selflessness and reflection and gratitude and all these things that I want to feel during the rest of the year. I try to feel at Christmas, and I think other people do too. So I like that. And that's all. That's all the questions. And I'm like just kind of scrolling through the comments of her post here. Yeah, this was fun. I'm just kind of rambling. I hope y'all like it. Comment and let me know. Tell me if I skipped over anything, or I don't know. I just like reading comments. Okay. That is all. Molly out.